back here on Mugs in the Morning. Mugs in the Morning, brought to you by Shelter Insurance, Agent Pete Bull, Sprint Rogo for Home, Life, and Auto. Call the Shelter Guys of North Platte. Great conversation with Michaela Wooler and Joe Hughley with Lincoln County Commissioners. But let's switch gears here. We are joined with Barb Baldridge, who's with the North Platte Pickleball Club. Barb, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jack. I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me on.
And I, through email, I understand you're in the great state of Arizona. How's that treating you down there?
Oh, it's a beautiful day, going to be 95, and actually, surprise, Arizona is close to being the pickleball capital of the United States. And,
wow.
And I'm so lucky to be able to enjoy Arizona for about a few more days, and headed back to the Platte Valley on Friday.
And, you know, pickleball, it's one of the faster, kind of rapidly growing sports across the America, in my opinion. I think it's gotten so much more popular probably over the last, you know, half a decade or so. And that's just got to be exciting for you. It sounds like you play pretty often.
Well, you know, pickleball is the fastest growing sport in America. It really took off during COVID and the pandemic. And we are celebrating, April is National Pickleball Month. And we have great announcements through the North Platte City Council. Recently voted 8-0 to go ahead and hire Renner Sports out of Denver to build our wonderful new 10 pickleball and 8 tennis courts at Cody Park. So we have a lot to celebrate, a lot to be thankful for. Our community came together, and we have raised over $483,000 to help the city with this facility.
And yeah, I talked about that last week with the mayor, and very exciting. In October, it'll still be pickleball weather, hopefully outdoors. And, you know, I think one of the beauties of pickleball is it's a sport that you can play when you're 10 years old and when you're 60 years old.
Well, we do have our youngest members are 8 years old, and,
wow.
And we have one that is 84, and
That's
they can
awesome.
Definitely play together. But this month, we are gearing up for countless events in North Platte. Coming up, we have a wonderful May the 4th be with you, and also Dinko de Mayo coming up at Axes and Aces on May 4th, and then also on May 5th. Between that and all the leagues that we have upcoming, we have junior events being held weekly on Tuesdays out to Axes and Aces, and then working with Great Plains Health to also offer a health and wellness initiative for pickleball classes, starting to work with the railroad to offer classes and memberships for North Platte Pickleball. And then, of course, we have our now 5-day annual PFA Pickleball Roundup is scheduled for June 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. And so we will be releasing that information very soon and open up registrations for that as well. So we have plenty of events coming up to get people in the court. Unfortunately, we only have 4 dedicated courts at Memorial Park, those courts will start to fill up, so we will be working closely with the city and schedules to try to offer times and a program to keep as many people on the court as we can.
Yeah, and I was scrolling prior to our interview, I was scrolling through the Facebook group, the North Platte Pickleball Club group, and you guys post very frequently and with all the events and everything in North Platte coming up. And just so, how do you register for the 7th through 12th grade lessons?
All they have to do is text or call me at 308-520-1613, and we can get them signed up. It's each Tuesday in May, starting May 2nd. And $5 per class. You don't need equipment. But what we're trying to do is really grow our junior program this year. I have a love for the youth in our community. And it's a great activity that will help them prepare for our new first day of the PFA tournament will be held on Wednesday, June 5th. There will be junior offering, and then the next day for our big celebrity paddle battle with the first responders and a junior will kick off, will be the main grand opening event. And in the afternoon, we offer a multi-generation division that an adult can play with a junior 12 to 16 years old. And it is probably my favorite event because grandparents can play with their grandchildren, mothers can play with sons, dads can play with daughters, and it's really an inspiring event that we honor our local first responders, police department, fire department, that get to play with a junior, and so it's a great event. We couldn't be happier that PFA is our official sponsors, Great Plains Health. We also now have a new sponsor with D&B Extermination. They are members and play pickleball. And so we have to give a big shout out to the businesses who have invested in us.
Yeah, fantastic. And to get the latest updates on what's going on pickleball in our community, would you recommend for people to join that Facebook group I mentioned earlier?
Yes, we have North Platte Pickleball Facebook Club. We have over 800 members. And we also have a fabulous new website. Just go to www.northplattepickleball.com. That was created for us through G3 Creative, Samantha Geisler. And you don't have to look very far to find pickleball activities in our community, but we do have to give a big shout out to Visit North Platte. We did receive a grant for over $3,500 in prizes for our upcoming PFA. Would encourage everyone out there to come and join us. And there again, just give me a call at 308-520-1613 if you would like to share this wonderful sport we call pickleball.
And you mentioned earlier in the interview that it's the fastest growing sport in America. If you wanted to grow it even more, what would you say to a person you're trying to convince to go play pickleball for the first time?
Well, I say that it's the most fun you will ever have, and you don't realize that you're exercising. Not only is it a great physical activity, it's a wonderful social activity as well. People are kind. They will help you in any way. You can just stop by the courts at Memorial Park, and we can help you with the game. We have the equipment. It's very, very inexpensive. It's a family sport. You don't have to spend a lot of money. And with our new facility being built at Cody Park, we will have enough room to be able to teach very many people and continue to grow the sport in North Platte. And we have to give a big shout out to Mid-Nebraska Community Foundation for leading the charge, and also the city council and the mayor, and past Mayor Dwight Livingston for giving this opportunity to share it with our community.
All right, talking to Barb Baldridge here at the North Platte Pickleball Club. Barb, anything else you'd like to mention about pickleball in the area or any of the upcoming events?
Well, I know I did speak with you about getting you out on the court, so I expect for you to show up any day, Monday through Friday. We have open play from 9 a.m. to noon. Just come on out, and we can help you with your game.
All right, fantastic. I look forward to getting out there. So, Barb, we thank you for coming on the airwaves this morning and taking time. I know it's an early morning out there in Arizona for you right now, so I appreciate you waking up and taking the time to talk pickleball with us.
Well, thank you so much, Jack. I look forward to meeting you.
Absolutely. So, thank you again, Barb, for the call.
Take care. Bye-bye.